You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about celebrity buttheads. And I know that Tiak has an affinity, if you will, for hearing mundane celebrity stories.
Yes.
Where you just ask Tom Cruise the time and lose it.
Because it's like the ultimate version of celebrities are just like us too. Remember they used to do that in the magazines?
Yeah. You
know? And I like it. I don't know why.
But this is when we want to trash them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than mundane.
But maybe it's mundane and they were mean.
Could be. Yeah. I think we'll get a lot of server calls because like you think that you're going to come in. I think the opposite is true. Like Post Malone goes into bars, spends $500 and then tips $5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas I'll just take this one off the table. Old number 7.
Yeah.
Our former quarterback and general manager will spend $5,000 and tip $3.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a phase. I think he might have corrected. I think enough people have pulled him aside. I think he's a better tipper now.
I hope so.
But the reason we're talking about this is Kiefer Sutherland just beat the hell out of a rideshare person.
Why?
I don't know. He got in the car around 12:15 in the morning. He physically assaulted the driver, then made criminal threats towards them.
Yeah.
Like literally no reason.
Like it doesn't seem like the driver instigated this. Yeah.
But he's Kiefer Sutherland. So he's like,
only had 1 hour to save. Is that the same guy? 24?
Oh,
yeah.
24.
Yeah. He only had 1 hour to save the girl, save the world, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet he expected something else. Like it was like the car wasn't clean. Like you can see a celebrity like him going, "Don't you know who I am?" Like I ordered Uber XL, and look at this is like a Yukon, not a Yukon Denali.
Then what are you doing ordering an Uber? Yeah. Where's your private driver?
Yeah, I know. I'm inventing the reason.
Beating the guy up isn't the answer.
No, it's really not. The guy did not have to go to the hospital or anything. Didn't require medical attention.
That is crazy. It's crazy. How do you think you're Kiefer Sutherland? How do you think you're going to just
get away?
He's probably plowed, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think so. He's had some trouble in the past, too. He's got a DUI and he's had issues. So
at least he called Uber or rideshare.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
Have one. I feel a little bad. It's about Nina Dobrev. And I feel bad because, I don't know, it seems like she got cheated on by Sean White or something. I just don't like to speak ill of women.
You can't be a jerk.
And it wasn't physical assault at all. But I worked in LA and a lot of celebrities would come into the show that I worked on and they had this little green room area. And I would take them to the green room and then I would go get them when the show was ready for them and I would bring them to the show.
Okay.
And I would sit outside. I didn't talk. And once Nina left, I went back into the green room to clean up and I was like, she had no bangs when she walked into the building and then just cut
and just left her hair anywhere
on the floor, on the carpeted floor. They just cut the bangs, did the interview, left and didn't bother to even attempt to clean them up.
Or even alert anybody.
Hey, man, sorry.
Last minute.
I needed bangs.
That's
so weird.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Like,
what went through your head that made that okay?
It's somebody else's responsibility to pick up my hair droppings.
I mean, she probably, anyone who is just like doing their own bangs real quick, not in a great mental headspace.
Someone was with her. I think it was a hairstylist.
But I'm wondering if she was like demanding it. Like she was
even more of a celebrity butthead.
Yeah. Bangs. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. If you've had an encounter with a celebrity and they rubbed you wrong, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have been fortunate enough to not have any bad celebrity interactions, really. Maybe the closest would be Pat Monahan, but even then, I didn't think it was too bad.
What did Mr. Hazel's sister do to you?
That's the thing. Slacker was more upset than I was. I was handing him a microphone at an event, and he was like, "I don't need that." And I said, "Okay." But like, I guess he was just kind of icky about it.
He was very... I just don't like it when people treat my people, and that's
only slackers on the show to treat you like that. Exactly. Right.
You don't know that that's my cringing underling. No, it's just like, don't be dismissive. Of, right. Like,
so, but oh, I didn't need that. Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't take it that way. But I did just see someone on TikTok say that they were working at Lululemon. This guy came in. She recognized him, but didn't know from where. So she was like, oh, are you one of my dad's friends? And it was Michael Rapaport.
Oh.
And I guess he was like, you don't know who I am. And then left, sent classic. His wife back in and was like, you thought that man was your dad's friend. Do you not know who that is? So it was both of them.
So even his wife.
Yeah.
Watching him on Traitors.
I need to watch it.
Can I just say, I think in addition to a lot of these people being servers, I think we're going to hear that phrase the most.
Yeah.
If you're a celebrity and you find yourself saying, don't you know who I am? Maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not as big of a... There is... My first wife worked in a shoe store. Was Nine West a shoe store?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. She worked in a shoe store. Local Denver news anchor came in.
Oh.
And was like, what's the discount on these? And she was like...
there isn't one.
And she's like, and she pulled the... Don't you know who I am? And was like, oh.
I'm going to make a claim.
Yeah.
Unless you're the bride and it's your wedding, or you're the groom and it's your wedding.
Correct.
That's the only time you use that.
I don't think you ever use it.
And I also don't think, but if someone was like trying to make you leave or something and you're like,
don't you know who I am?
Look at my dress. Yeah,
like I am the bride.
Right. Like it's my wedding.
Right.
What about if I'm ordering food and they're like, would you like to supersize? And I'm like,
don't you know
who I am?
That is probably the only time it's very, they're like, oh, hack. Yeah. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah.
See you around the side. Okay. All right. Well, if you've run in with a celebrity butthead, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did I say buttheads? Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity buttheads.
Yeah. What would the other option be?
I don't know. Normally we do like alliteration, but it's like celebrities.
Yeah. Suckers.
Yeah. I ain't no sucker. Melissa.
Yes.
Celebrity buttheads. Who's yours?
Mine was actually Kiefer Sutherland.
Shut up! The guy who explained the whole thing.
It's the Daily Double.
I think we have that. Hold on. What did he do to you?
So back in the early 2000s, I was hanging out at my local bar in the San Fernando Valley, California. And Kiefer Sutherland walks in, a big fan of his. He was just in 24, and I guess they were there celebrating wrapping up the season. And I went up to him to just say, hi, say I'm a big fan. And he turned around and told me to F off and asked me for a lighter for a cigarette. Back then you could smoke in the bars. And when I didn't have one, I offered him my lit cigarette to light his, and he started cussing me out even more.
So F off, can I borrow a lighter? Thanks for the solution, but continue to F off from before.
Yes.
And then
his friends that were, you know, celebrating the wrap of 24 came up to me and started like apologizing profusely for him, saying, he's just had too many. He's really a nice guy.
No, he's
and
not.
I just couldn't look at him the same after that.
No, that's so mean.
Do you know who's the guy who does politically incorrect stuff?
Huh?
Who is it?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Yeah.
Bill Maher. Yeah, yeah.
His posse is exactly like Kiefer's, except they walk around with 50s and 100s.
And they pay people?
Nice. Like, they walk through, he's a jerk to the bellman. Great. They go, here you go, sorry.
Mm.
He just walks through, tells her, like, sorry.
That's crazy.
So embarrassing.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It is so embarrassing. And I even went and bought, this is before cell phones and stuff, so I bought a disposable camera from across the street at a liquor store.
Oh, because you wanted a picture with him.
Yeah. And he totally was just like, F off, who are you?
Okay.
Give me a lighter.
You can get a picture of him now. He's in some prison somewhere.
Yeah.
He's going up to the yard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Amanda?
Yay.
Celebrity buttheads. Who's yours?
So when I was in high school and the NBA All-Star Games was hosted in Denver, I worked at a restaurant.
Fun.
And a bunch of celebrities came in. Well, one of them was Russell Simmons. And I was like, hey, Mr. Simmons. I seated him at his table and I was like, have a great dinner. And he was like, oh, you recognize me? And I'm like, yeah. Because at the time he had that show with his wife, Kimora Lee Simmons, on MTV.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you must recognize me from that episode of Cops. I was like, no. And then he was like, oh, hey, what's your name? And I was like, it's Amanda. And he goes, no, what's your real name?
What?
It's just Amanda. He assumed because I was Asian, I had another name. And I'm like, no, it's just Amanda. And
I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that makes me want to stick my shoe up his butt.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say to that. Is that your solution for problems?
No, it's just like so mean. I don't like when people are mean.
Yeah, it makes me want to hate him. Yeah. What was the other thing he was trying to do? Make it racist? Like you
is he trying to be under, like, I'm married to an Asian woman and I'm trying to
connect
with you, but he just missed.
It was like, oh, I'm not racist. I'm married to an Asian woman. I'm
I don't know.
Oh, you can't really qualify it like that.
Swing and a miss, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda. Sorry about that whole encounter. Tim?
Yay.
Celebrity Buttheads. Who's yours?
Ty Pennington.
No! Mr. Move That Bus?
Oh, dude, no. He's a jerk.
Mr. Move That Bus, yeah.
Hello, God?
Is he there?
We were in college, and I was a bartender in college.
Okay.
And you know how they're always there and they seem like they're always on the scene, you know, building the house, working on the house, whatever.
Yeah.
Not the case. They are out getting wasted drunk, and he came into our bar so belligerent one night, we had to physically remove him from the bar because he was getting handsy with the waitresses and just being an absolute
jerk. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust the guy that goes by Ty. I've always been.
He puts on a really good show when he tells you to move that bus, but behind the scenes, he was a drunken fool.
That's disappointing for everybody in this room, I think.
Yeah, he just got so much jazz. And maybe it was drunkenness.
Yes, apparently it was. One more here. Chris?
Yay!
Celebrity Buttheads, who's yours?
Peter Frampton.
Oh, no. Mm. Oh.
Why? Eric is looking it up. That's
I'm trying
sad.
To remember his song.
Do you feel like I do or whatever?
Yes, exactly. I was staying at the Embassy Suites in St. Louis, Missouri. He was playing at a venue the next night right next door. And my brother and I were huge fans. We were on the same floor as him in the hotel. We saw him coming up the elevator because, you know, those Embassy Suites.
Oh, they have the glass elevator on the inside.
And so we caught him at the elevator, asked for an autograph, and he said, oh, I'm exhausted. Can you catch me later? And I said, okay. And so then we did catch him later, and he got in the elevator, and just the doors closed right in our face. And he said, no, not going to do it. So sad.
Like, his career was at the point he was staying at the Embassy Suites. So
is that bad? I thought the Embassy Suites is...
I don't know.
They have glass elevators.
I think Erica has just become.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, no pressure. I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but it's news or nope.
Yeah.
And nobody's nope.
Why? That was so aggressive.
News.
Decide this is news or nope.
News or nope. Mostly just news. It's kind of boring that way.
What is happening with the...
It's because you brought in a thing.
Oh.
So I have to play things differently. I'll go back to the old way and I'll just be ready for the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just watched someone litter out our window.
What?
Is that your news story?
Breaking.
Are you using this as your story?
No, I have a different story.
But like, hold on. This is literally breaking news.
I just want
watched
with your weird little eagle eyes.
Were they driving by?
Running by, and I just saw them throw something red, and it's just sitting in the lawn.
Should we go get it?
I don't know. I felt like it was necessary for me to tell you guys who can't see out the window.
Okay.
That far.
Wow.
Anyway. Oh, good evening.
I thought we were going wall to wall.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, this just in. 9 News helicopter on the scene. We're going to land that bird over there and see if we can figure out what was littered in the Odyssey parking lot.
And among other companies.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. We're just going to wait here.
Welcome to the program.
Experts saying could be McDonald's fry wrapper.
No, no.
That is red.
It looks Tom,
what other
like
things
a poop
are red?
Bag. It moves
like a poop
with
bag.
A poop bag, but there was no dog.
We're not getting off this. We're not.
But Erin's got something.
I know she's got something, but it's not
as
important as this.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there was a time in my radio career where somebody called into the show and said a couch just fell out of the back of a car, and we went wall to wall on the story until I swear hand to God somebody got the couch and brought it to us.
Stop.
No. What?
And it's the couch sitting behind us right now.
No,
and
it's
now
not.
You know.
What?
The rest, it's not the couch that's sitting behind us now, but
I get so sick whenever I sit on that couch.
Yeah, oh, it was on
I-25.
At all right, well then, why don't we come back to you?
Okay.
Because I feel like you've had a turn.
Okay.
But if you get any updates, if you see, you keep your eye on the prize.
There's a car driving right by it. It's leaving. It's leaving.
The car is leaving?
I thought the car, yeah.
Okay.
The mysterious litter.
Okay.
I'm so confused. Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
An update to the what's happening with Harry Styles.
Okay.
So there was another post on the, so his last album, Harry's House, had an Instagram page called Harry's House HQ Headquarters.
Yeah.
Now there is an Instagram page called We Belong Together. Like it's their, the.
May yeah. I add yes. an, he released a video that was a live recording from a concert and it was called We Belong Together.
Okay.
That's why
yes.
it's all connected to yep. him.
Okay. Yep.
And there's been a bunch of like, billboards popping up in New York City, in Sao Paulo,
okay.
of We Belong Together. So okay. we're like, tour, right? A audio was shared to Harry Styles fans.
Okay. Is that what I'm going to play right now?
Yes, was shared. And I want you guys to listen to it.
Okay. Is it really as long as it says it is?
Yes. I just put my ear to my microphone.
Do you understand that's not how this works?
Okay.
Hey, that's the woman keeping us... in
I
the
can't
know
see
the on
right
the record
anymore. All right, play that audio. I haven't
okay,
heard
okay,
it.
Here we go.
We belong together.
Do you want to do it one more time?
Not really.
Hit it.
We belong together.
That's not him.
Is that Harry Styles?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't either. Do you think it's together. Anyone else from, I don't know, One Direction?
That sounds like it could be Zayn.
Oh, Zane's the high guy.
But mumbling. Like, we belong together.
I don't know. But there was another thing saying 1:15, January 15th, 10 p.m. Eastern. So 8 p.m. our time. Hopefully we know tomorrow.
Heck, I know it'd normally be your turn. But
yeah. It's okay. I'm trying to get eyes on the litter.
Real quick, we have to go to our eye in the sky.
I don't see the red
You don't
guy.
See it. So somebody picked it up?
No,
I think
one
it blew.
Has come by. It could have flown around. There's absolutely no wind, it appears, though.
Okay. This is a whole metro thing now. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Be on the lookout.
303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. If you have a posse or a neighborhood watch program, maybe you want to come down here and begin the search.
Could be up in Thornton by now.
It could
be.
Yeah,
it could be.
It's the search for the red bag.
So I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Congratulations are in order for Stan Kroenke, as he is now the largest private landowner in the U.S. He recently purchased 937,000 acres in New Mexico, which raises his total to 2.7 million acres across America and Canada.
That son of a...
What's he going to do
with Canada?
That? In Canada, yeah. So he is the largest private landowner.
Does he own stuff in... does he own where Manchester plays or no? Because he owns Manchester United as well.
What?
He does?
Yeah. Kroenke owns Manchester.
He owns the LA Rams. He owns the Nuggets, the Avalanche.
He does. He Rapids, gave. He had to give the Mammoth. Nuggets or the Avs to his kid, Josh, I think because of the amount of ownership when he bought the Rams and moved them to LA.
Mm-hmm. He was the one who moved them to LA.
Yeah. So he bought the land where the stadium is, mm-hmm. the greatest stadium probably it's in football right now.
Yeah.
But they were then he bought the Rams and everybody's like, you can't move them. And he's like, okay, I won't.
And Josh Kroenke owns Arsenal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he his both son men's and women. He kind of just he's had to give his son. So he gave his son the Nuggets, I think, cuz he couldn't own that many teams.
Yeah, because when they fired Mike Malone, it was his son who was doing a lot of the press conferences and stuff.
What's he doing in New Mexico?
Dude, this is what I'm saying. There's going to be a soccer team. He doesn't do this willy-nilly. Like Kroenke bought Ilitch's. Oh, does he like amusement parks? No. That's going to be something else.
They're going to take Ilitch's out.
Yes, Ilitch's will not be there. I think there's already a plan for it. I think you can go online and find it. It's like one of those like all in one. You live in the apartment and then underneath is like a dog park and like retail like all that with the Platte River on one side. Mile High Stadium just across the road.
But Ball aren't they Arena moving right Mile there. High Stadium?
He doesn't own the Broncos and I don't think he owns the land where the new Mile High Stadium is going.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying... Yeah.
There were plans to move.
Yeah. It is moving, but it's not moving far from where it is. Okay. We all thought it was going to go out by the Gaylord, or we thought it was going to go to his other land in Commerce City next to Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're out of time for other stories, but eye in the sky.
My eyes see nothing. I might have to walk down.
Okay. Yeah. If you're in the neighborhood of Syracuse and Bellevue.
Yeah.
There's a girl in a blue shirt. Please jump the curb and put us
East
all.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I'm going to say booty hole, but I'm talking about an orange.
We call it a navel.
Is it called a navel?
Well, a navel, I think booty the woman. Hole?
No, the TikTok a navel, woman, navel.
The woman on TikTok, I think, calls it the orange's booty hole.
Yes. Perfect. So we're just going to blindly follow people on TikTok.
I think that's what TikTok is for. Yeah. You just, am I crazy? Isn't that what it is?
I don't like that word.
But you're in your TikTok era right now.
I am.
You're like really trying
that's
to get
That's why
it.
I'm surprised this video didn't come up on
you. You know, Aaron, we've got different for you pages.
Yeah, we do. You haven't seen, I'm not going to read half the words here.
No.
There's words
no, I
that definitely,
seen.
Have you seen the words? One of them is,
No.
One of them is cavernous. Okay. I don't think I can say the other one. It's like lapsed, but like professional.
Do I have to search booty hole in my prep right now to find this?
It's on page 5.
You can search
five.
And you're talking about oranges.
Yeah. Right? We're talking about oranges because this woman has perfected.
Yes.
I didn't know why. Aaron has now seen her. Yeah. She's obsessed with oranges. She eats like.
She eats 3 oranges every single day. And there's a season of a specific orange. And I don't remember what kind it is, but she will literally travel 45 miles, go to different stores to grab these oranges because she loves them so much. But she eats 3 a day.
What would oranges do to your metabolism? Is that
it's a lot of sugar?
Is it? But is that fiber? Yeah. Do you get the fiber if you're eating all the, like, if you're just juicing it, like people who juice, like,
you're not getting all the
other stuff you need.
But she made an entire Excel spreadsheet of
yes on fiber.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Of how long it took her to peel, like how many literal days that equated to by having 3 oranges a day. She did comparisons
of the booty holes.
Of the booty holes. And
now
if they were sweeter.
Yeah. Okay. Are we talking about when you peel it and there's a little bit of a
hole? No. Before. With the
on the outside of the skin?
Where it's growing from the vine.
Right. So, you know.
Because she's saying the
hole.
More.
Yeah, the stem hole.
Okay. The belly. That would literally be the belly button for a child.
You're right.
Yeah.
It is more. So it's not, better
but
than
it
button.
Looks like a booty hole more than a belly button.
You're putting a lot of booty on it.
Because here's the other thing. Like, when my kids were little, I don't know if your kids ever went through T-Hack, the, what do you call them?
Cuties.
The little cutie.
Cuties. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're probably still in it.
They are, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Me too.
Can you do it in one?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's my
you can.
It's my secret talent. I always get it in one. I refuse
hey
to
guys.
Not.
Yeah.
care to elaborate? This sounds crazy. We're talking about booty holes and getting it in one.
You peel, like, I can do a mango in one. I can do a mango in one.
Yeah. It's the one thing in the kitchen that my wife will let me, like, me do for her.
So she hands you the booty hole and says, get it in one.
Yep. Do not talk about our friend like that.
Then we peel the orange.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
OPP, other people's problems. What's going on today?
We have Jamie today, and she's in a relationship that her friends and family aren't happy about.
Oh, no.
Okay, Jamie.
Yay.
How can we help this?
Yeah, so I don't know how I should put this. I'm having a problem that my friends and family don't support my relationship. My boyfriend and I, for context, we've been dating for a couple of years now, and he cheated on me a few months ago. Mm.
Okay.
So obviously, once I found out, he had an affair for about 3 months or so. And when I confronted him about it, we had a huge fight. And then I overreacted. I told all of my friends and family what he had done.
Not an overreaction at all.
Hey, guys, I'm doing my best to shut up.
Sorry.
How about we all just let her get it out?
Okay.
obviously, they were all furious with him. But since then, I've realized that this whole thing was my fault. I was dealing with some personal issues, and I had withdrawn from our relationship. Essentially, I wasn't there for him, and it drove him into the arms of another woman.
Sorry, I realized. I did the best I could. Okay. So
you're together still?
Yeah, so now the two of us, we've had a chance to come clean and talk honestly with each other about everything, and we're trying to work through it. We're in a much better space, and we're trying to move forward, and I feel happier than I was before. But the problem is now that my friends and family won't stop telling me what a huge mistake I am making. So I feel like I should have never told them what he did. But I made that mistake, and now it's too late. So I guess my question is,
what's your question?
Yeah.
Oh, my question is, like, how can I get my friends and family to forgive him like I have? And then has anyone else been through this? And what do I do?
You don't.
No, that's not. Listen. No.
You
listen.
Think you can.
I don't know. The problem is, people get through stuff in relationships.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I do not want to say, Jamie, I hate the fact that you're taking the blame. And it sounds to me like you're taking the blame twice.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking the blame for the affair and you're taking the blame for telling everybody.
Ooh, yes.
So you're like, I forced him into sleeping with somebody for 3 straight months. Wild.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works.
When you discovered it and were hurt and went to the people that you can actually trust,
who want the best for you,
you wish you hadn't done that. And so now you feel like you've screwed up twice. And I don't like that at all. But I do also understand this is going to be weird because I don't know if Tiek was ready to say this, to talk about this. He hasn't been cheated on with his wife.
Correct.
But he has said out loud on this show, which is why I feel comfortable saying it, if that happened, it wouldn't automatically be like me. I burn the building down.
Oh, it's I'm scorched earth. It's if you cheat
goodbye.
On me. Yeah.
Any evidence of your existence? Ugh,
right.
You got right. But you've said openly you think you could get you love her so much you could get through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would probably be kind of like Jamie, and I'd be looking for my own role in it.
So
of like, what could I have done better? What could I have done differently?
How could we not respect his wishes?
No, I have,
like,
there's a little bit of a difference with a marriage and a dating relationship.
That's
because
fair.
Yeah. If she, and I hate even putting this out there, if she had cheated on you before you got married, you probably would go, yikes, this just might not be right. So I'm not saying, Jamie, you have to break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
She's got to break up with him or break up with her friends.
Or she needs to really think about why she's blaming herself. It's bigger than the friends.
Let me just... 303-222-5423. We have Voice Disguiser, and this is a perfect opportunity. I think... I personally know people. I do not want to out anybody.
Okay.
But I know people who've gone through this.
I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to turn a blind eye to that person.
Uh-huh.
And just go...
Do you have to just... blatantly support, though? Blatantly? I don't like, blindly is what I meant. Like, do you just have to go, oh my God, it's so good to see you when you see them again?
No, because I don't think that's being a good friend.
I don't either.
I think the friends need to be there and say, hey, I don't necessarily approve of this, but I'm going to be there to support you no matter what.
In my case, I was friends with all of these people, though.
Okay.
The person you cheated, their sig other... Like, I'm friends with all, like,
yeah.
So it's like, you're an idiot. Why'd you do that? You're an idiot. Why are you taking it back?
Right.
Like, what the?
While still wanting the best for them.
Right. And in some of this, if you think you, like, I just want to say, I should put her on hold, but I just, like, if you think there's a 1% chance that you're going to take somebody back, don't tell your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Don't you still need support during that time?
This is what happens. Because we're... The human emotion of ride or die, let's go kill that dude for doing wrong to you, is stronger than any other emotion there is.
Totally.
So you can't put that back in the box. If you open that box, we're ready to kill.
Period. So is there a world where you can go to your friends and say, about what happened? Mm-hmm. I know, good argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just forget it. Does that world exist? Because you're saying yes, but are you forgetting or are you pretending to forget?
Pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think your relationship's the stronger the more you keep everyone else out. It's between you and him.
It's too late in her case.
I know, but that doesn't change it going forward. Right. It's still going to be stronger if it's just the two of you. So the more you, I think you like tune out the noise outside and follow what you want to do. I think don't let him convince you to stay if you don't want to stay, but it sounds like you guys have worked through it. I don't know. I don't like that you're blaming yourself either, but it sounds like you've had discussions and stuff that we weren't there for, so I don't know about that part. But I think the sooner you like just go, this is between us and whatever anyone else says is their business and their opinion.
Jamie, were you going through anything that during the time that he was having an affair could like?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was. I had a big, I guess I'll say it, like a health issue going on.
Yeah, good. So he cheated during a health issue. Perfect.
In sickness and in health.
Like, well, they're not married. So I guess just, it doesn't
you
apply.
Guys, I
don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't either, but
she's telling you she does.
I know.
Here's the real thing that nobody wants to say out loud. Also, human nature, we're negative things. We're just negative creatures, period. Totally. We grab onto that. Jamie and this man have something that she believes in so strong that she's willing to overlook the worst thing a person can do in a relationship. All of her friends know is the bad thing. So, they're a jury who only got to hear the prosecution. Like, that's not fair. So, is the answer for Jamie to go, he does this for me, he does this for me, or do what TX said and just go, guys, you don't get it. You don't get to come any farther in. I screwed up, only showed you one side.
It's probably that.
But I guarantee...
I also think, like, what you had said about me and my wife and how infidelity wouldn't be the end of it. I think that really only works if both people feel that strongly. Like, I feel like my wife feels that if I cheated on her, it would not automatically be the end. I feel the same way about her, and therefore...
You probably both would never.
We would never do it.
Not even
so that's why it works, because, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel that about him again, if you're nervous, then it's not the same.
Yeah. Jamie, I guarantee you're not the only person going through this, or have gone through it, so... Hang tight, and you're just going to, I think it's important. I think we all want you to just listen with an open heart.
Yeah.
Because there may be people who call in and go, you got to leave him.
Also, like, I'm sorry that happened. I feel like I didn't.
Yeah, we kind of just glossed over that because we were all just mouth agape for. Okay.
Well, like I said, I felt like I could have handled it better, but I'll
listen. No, don't keep.
You do not need to apologize for literally anything.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
He's cheating.
Don't move. Thank you. So wild. Is that gas? Like, what? I don't think he even did it. Like, she did it to herself. Like, she immediately was like, she went down. You slept with somebody else. What did I do?
That was attempted on me by my ex. I was taking care of my dying sister, and he said that I wasn't there for him. And I said, F you, I'm done.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
That's probably
exactly
what Jamie should have done, because that's.
It was literally her own health, and he left. Yeah. I hate that. I want to give her, like, such a big hug.
I know. So, but she wants to stay, you guys.
Right.
I know.
That's the thing. Like, we're all sitting here being big brothers and big sisters, and wouldn't the big brother or big sister go, she wants to stay?
Yeah.
Like, I want to support her and tell her the right thing, but if she thinks the right thing is this,
I mean,
then shouldn't I support her in that?
Yes, if the right thing for her is staying, then with the friends, is the right thing shutting them out and being like, you do not get a say in this, or
which
having
is so
people
bad if it
to
happens
lean
again.
On. Exactly.
Yeah. If it happened again, then she's got
no
zero
one.
Support group.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're all angry.
And
if you
sad.
If you have advice for Jamie, she's taken back the cheater and she told all of her friends he's a piece of crud. So what does she do now? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jamie and really anybody. I was going to say any woman, but any human who's been cheated on.
Yeah.
Because she got cheated on and then she told all of her friends. And now she's decided to stay with the guy, but her friends hate him.
And she's kind of taking accountability for the cheating.
All of it.
Yeah, which, like,
concerning.
What's he telling her?
Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
None of my business. No, but I do think it can happen. I'm not saying cheating is ever okay, but, like, sometimes you can be just bad for each other.
And totally.
Like, but then you should just go, like, hey, I'm not getting what I need here, so I'm about to sleep with Susie. Don't sleep with Susie and hope you don't get caught.
Right.
No, you need to communicate.
That's what I've never understood.
Yeah.
Alyssa?
Yai.
Yai. Do you have advice for Jamie, or do you just want to give her a hug?
Both.
Okay.
So I had two things. So first, I was just kind of curious if he's maybe taken any accountability, because we haven't really heard about that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, so secondly, I have a brother who cheated on his wife. Mm. And his wife got all of our parents involved. And it became kind of a family ordeal where they sat down with him and everybody got to say their piece.
Oof.
And they got to chat about it and provide their wisdom and then move forward.
So do you think maybe That's the friends interesting. Deserve...
Oh, I would love
a
go at
sit
him.
Down? Really?
Just to wind up
and go, hey, we're going to try to forgive you like she has, but I got a few things I got to say.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that way of handling it, because it's like,
she's not alone. You're not going to isolate her.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. You're still able to support and try to move forward. But if it were me, I would say, hey, guys, we're moving forward. You can have this opportunity, but you got to keep it civil.
Yeah.
And then additionally, like, I just want to say that, you know, just because you understand it doesn't mean that it's your fault.
Yeah.
So you can empathize, but it doesn't make it your fault. He could have chosen to do something better, and he has to take accountability for that.
A billion things. Almost any other decision he would have made would have been a better decision.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a good way of putting it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
It's not your fault.
Alyssa.
Have a good day.
I hate that she's taking responsibility, but I do love that she's like
acknowledging that she might not be meeting
his
needs.
She's not in a relationship.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't fulfilling his needs, Okay.
That's fine.
He should have said something.
Yes.
And not played hide the sausage.
Okay.
Lisa.
Yay.
Advice for Jamie, or what do you got?
I think the man needs to confront the family and the friends. Maybe not the family, but the man needs to speak for himself and speak for the relationship and talk to the friends and say, hey, you know, we're good.
But who's interested in hearing what he has to say?
But it's kind of, she's saying the reverse of what you were into, where like you guys were going to sit him down.
Yeah.
He should take the initiative and go, hey, everyone, I understand you know about what has happened.
And I understand you're upset. And I take responsibility for that.
Wow. If that man has that gear.
But I don't think he does.
He might not.
Yeah. But okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my answer. And like, if he doesn't, he's
not your answer.
Keep him around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to have to kind of go through the fire a little bit, it sounds like, to get back on the good side. He's going to have to accept responsibility, take some heat, hear out what everyone has to say.
I mean, as of right now, like, he has proved when the going gets tough, he goes.
Right.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
And now he's got to go back in and go, hey, oops, my bad.
My bad.
I deserve your friend's love.
Right.
And I'm...
And then the friends can also, if it's going to last, they can also have that closeness that you guys were talking about, you know?
You can try to get it back.
The fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we all went through this as a friend group and a family. It's okay. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes.
Yeah. But is it going to seem like an empty gesture to the friends? Is that what you're saying, Erica? Like, it's just going to be like...
Because if he... Like, I'm trying to put myself in these shoes. If, like, my best friend's husband cheated on her or something, I don't know that I would ever forgive
him. What if he was genuinely throwing himself at your feet and going, Erica, I know how much she respects your opinion. And she forgives me, but I need you to forgive me.
I would probably stomp my feet.
That's what I'm saying.
There is something bigger than that, though, because you're letting more people know it's not just the one person where it's like, yeah, I can just get away with it. You know? Right. I don't know. It just...
But I would think this is him confronting it, which is good.
Yeah.
Sure. And that would make a difference then. Yeah, it's her fault.
Right. Jenna?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I think there's two parts here. Number one, she has to be able to go to her support system when she's going through something so big and emotional.
Yep.
Yes.
Like abusers, they want to separate you from your support system. So she can't remove that safety from her life. You have to have somebody you can go to. But two, people can and have overcome cheating. I mean, only she knows his heart. She knows if he's remorseful. And if they can both overcome it and move on, like, you know, without trust on both sides, like, there's no coming out of it. Because if she's insecure forever, he'll just do it again. But he has to be trustworthy, and he has to have patience knowing that he screwed up, not her. So he needs to work to regain that trust.
Wow. The people who listen to our show,
I know,
they're so smart,
are so much smarter than we will ever be. So what are we condoning her? Like, we're the big brothers and sisters.
I'm never going to condone going back to a cheater.
No matter what. Even though she says, I love him.
I think sometimes you love something because you're chasing it. How's that for no one smarter than us?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Last year, out of nowhere, we pulled the thing off. You guys, the listeners of the Slacker Show, pulled the thing off. And we're doing it again this year.
Woo!
Erica, you're going to cry, I think.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
She knows about it, but like, we're going to do...
I know about it, but I feel like a blind mouse.
Have you seen the picture from last year?
No.
Oh, I'll have to show you.
We're talking about cards for kids. Mm-hmm. We came on the air last year, like a week or 2 weeks before Radiothon. Every year, right around Valentine's Day, I think it's on the 12th this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I believe so.
Thursday, the 12th.
We raise money for Children's Hospital Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And unlike a lot of charities that do these things, I'm not going to name them by name. Hey, Jude. the money stays at Children's Colorado here. 100%
local,
goes to the kiddos here. But we were like, the kids upstairs don't, like, get money. They get the care.
Right.
So what if we like made cards to go up to the kids. And it just the one hospital at Colfax and 225, we were estimating 300-ish beds.
Yeah.
And then you've got the, there's a little thing in Parker. There's a thing like out Highlands off of Ranch. Lone Tree. Yeah, Highlands Ranch, yeah.
So like 500?
That's what we were shooting for.
Okay.
500-ish. We want,
yeah, every kid who's in a bed to get a card.
Get a card.
Yes.
Does anybody know the final number? Because I don't.
I want to say it was around like 13,000.
It was.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. It was a lot.
With a week's notice.
Yeah.
You guys just came through. Like, moms just had, like, groups of kids come over and make cards in their living room or whatever.
Schools had their entire classes or art classes do it.
That's what we want to do this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want schools, if you're an art teacher or an elective teacher that's just like, we need a project.
Or any kind of teacher.
Honestly, any.
My daughter's... shout out to Gina, her guidance counselor. Like, she was like, I'll just do it as a lunchtime extra credit. You get volunteer credit. And the high school students, I'm like, high school students are not going to make cards for sick kids. They're not going to do that. They did.
Yeah.
A lot.
So awesome.
So they would just go in, they'd pop in during their lunch, make a card and get a volunteer
make
credit.
Make a few cards. Yeah. And get a volunteer.
Like, are other high schools listening?
Yeah. I mean, that's, so we created this year, a teacher kit.
Yes.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Like, you can go to our website. Is it, I shouldn't say any of this. Is it happening?
It is. Yes. Yeah. It is. The website has been made and it's published. It is happening. And we will also share it on social media. Yeah. We'll put it in on our link tree. So the link in bio on Instagram.
Yes.
Here's why I get weird. If you listen to this show, you know, we don't plan things.
Yeah.
We just start talking. We're like, oh, crap. Well, we're going to need a venue for that.
Yeah.
Oops. And like last year, we're like, how are we going to get all these cards?
Yeah.
There's literally, if somebody makes some in Broomfield, what are we going to do? If somebody makes some in Westminster, what are we going to do? Somebody makes them in Denver, in whatever. And then we were like, there are 37 Big O locations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All around those areas, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we called our buddy Matt at Big O in Louisville, and he's like, oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I love it.
We called Matt like 14 seconds after we got off the air, and he's like, I was listening. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, that was the response. Everyone, the listeners was like, yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Matt's like,
we wanted 500 cards, you guys.
I know, everyone. It was so awesome.
My question is,
yeah,
do you overwhelm them with cards or do they just hold on to some so when new patients come in, they're able to give them something that 100%. Was made? Yes. Okay, that's
awesome. So that's the cool thing is like they will just have them for cheer cards. So they'll not just deliver one per room.
Right.
They'll deliver a bunch. If there's a kiddo who maybe needs a little extra cheer that day, they can just dump cards all over them.
I love it.
There's also, we talk about it during Radiothon, there's the siblings of the children who are in, you know, and we don't ever want to overlook them either. Correct.
These are cheer cards. They're not Valentine's Day cards. They're definitely not get well soon cards.
Yes.
Like we have in the teacher kit and on the website, it kind of some guidelines.
We have like do's and don'ts.
Like you don't want you to glue googly eyes on there because it could go to a kid who could choke or whatever. It's just basically make a card. What?
No glitter.
Oh,
yeah. No glitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like more of a slacker rule. But
No, that's a real rule for the hospital. I am behind them 1,000% on that one.
All that stuff, though, the do's and don'ts is on our website and it's going to be on our link tree in about 4 seconds.
Okay. So we want you to do what you did last year.
Yeah. But better.
Go big.
Yeah.
Make these cards. I remember like different daycares around, like Goddard and Primrose and Learning Center. Like those cards.
Are they so cute?
Oh yeah.
Anytime somebody writes kids with a Z in a crayon, I don't know.
A backwards K. It's just, so cute. It's so cute.
So good. But what we're really looking for, the reason we're bringing it up so early this year is what Aaron started to say. We want teachers.
Yeah.
Like if you're a teacher and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do for art? Here it is. You got elementary school age kids. So we have the teacher kit. Like you download the PDF.
Yes.
But we also want you to sign up and say, hey, Prairie View High School, we're doing it. And then much like our other things we do, some of us might, if you can't get to a Big O, we could come to you and pick them up. If you get like six classes to commit and your school's making 1,000 cheer cards, I think we'd show up.
Totally.
Yeah. Might show up big time.
Well, there's a school already that's asking us to do an assembly.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
What are we going to say to the kids if we do an assembly?
We'll figure that out later.
Okay, that's a later
problem.
Like,
I usually come out, we all go like...
No bleep button at the assembly.
Yeah. I know, because don't we start with like, yeah, and if they don't say it loud enough, we're like, come the F on! Right. And we really get them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If for like Primrose, we will pump those kids.
Yeah.
Hack's like a hype man. He'll be doing like...
Yeah.
Have you ever seen his moves? His dance moves are ridiculous. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I would dance.
I'll do some science experiments.
2,000 cards, I'll dance.
Right?
Yeah.
We have to do some other stuff while
maybe
we're there.
Aaron and I can educate the children about like Taylor Swift.
Well, Aaron will probably clog dance. Do some of that Irish dancing.
Yeah, no.
It's not clogging.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you can do field hockey drills. All right, so here's the deal. Like we said, the link is going to be up.
Yes.
Big O, every single Big O location will be a drop-off point 1 week from now.
Yeah, starting Wednesday on the 21st.
So don't drop them off. Start making them. Go nuts. If you're a mom in whatever, Aurora, I know there's one in Aurora.
Yeah.
Make them. Just don't drop them off. Tell, you know where the Parker Big O is.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
Where the cross streets?
Just Parker Road.
There you go.
I know that much.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just keep going down Parker Road.
That's just drive up and down. Parker Road. So you can drop them off at Big O locations next Wednesday, right up until Radiothon, I think the Tuesday before, which is the 10th.
Yeah.
So you have from the 21st to the 10th to get this done. But if you are a teacher, we need you to fill out the form and say, we're committing to this many students at such and such school.
Great.
Alice1059.com or...
The link in our Instagram
bio.
You
mean link tree?
Nope. I don't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice1059.
I asked this question of Slacker earlier, and I want everyone's input.
Oh.
Okay.
Why is it? Why? Actually, really, to everyone in this room today.
Look, you just calm down, okay?
Okay.
Calm down.
Why is it?
Yes.
That in the middle of winter... Is the only time...
Will you just move on? Can we talk about something else?
Slacker decides not to wear black.
Yeah.
He wears black less than ever, apparently, in winter. And I want to know what's going on in your brain. All summer long, you're like, I'm going to wear all black.
Okay.
I know.
Ooh.
Do you think you know?
I'm with you a little bit on this.
Because you are doing it too.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And Aaron too, really.
I'm wearing brown.
That's not black.
Oh. Yeah, that's what... But I also wear black.
Okay, then just the boys.
There's a very simple explanation for me. I won't put this on Slacker. I think it's a little true of Slacker probably, but imagine a nice July day. We're going to a Rockies game. We're going to be sitting out there.
Yep.
What color do you think I'm going to grab?
White.
Black.
White's going to yellow out.
Okay, but black you're just absorbing.
I'm going to sweat my butt off.
Profusely.
Is black, which one do you not, I thought you still see sweat in black.
No, the sweat just makes it blacker. So I grab my best black shirt if I'm going to be sweaty.
It's real dark.
It's
real
dark.
Okay.
If you have tethered in one, it's been washed a billion times, then you're still going to see it.
I feel like white is where you see it the least.
No, because I have
white
as an undershirt. Like for all my hoodies, I wear a white undershirt, and there's no amount of bleach that's going to help me with those.
Wild.
It's crazy because I'm not a big sweater, but I sweat, and especially because I ruck and stuff, so I sweat enough that they're like. And I think, does the yellow come from something?
I would say the sweat.
No, but like there's something about. Like, there's deodorants that put something on you, like aluminum. There's something that can, the certain type of antiperspirants actually screw up your shirts worse.
I think, there's some ingredient that's in some of them, I think,
magnesium. There's something that can make your shirts yellowy, because my shirts were never yellowy before, and now they're yellowy.
And you didn't wear deodorant before?
I think deodorants are now like many other things. They've become this hodgepodge of like chemicals that they didn't used to be. They used to just be kind of all natural, and now it's like,
I got the answer for you.
What is it?
Yellow sweat stains come from a chemical reaction between your sweat and the aluminum in antiperspirants.
Booyah! That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have another answer to your very strange question. Why do you care? Why do you care?
I just find it odd. Like, you are known and you talk all the time about, like, well, I just wear all black. And it's like, actually. Like, you're wearing no black today. You got brown shoes, bracelets, blue jeans. It doesn't count.
It's hard for me to wear this brown with the black bracelets. I think about
the
taking them off.
The brown shoes?
I also have brown shoes on. I have boots.
Yeah.
Brown and black is in.
It is.
I can't do it.
I know. I was growing up as the same, but it's in now.
Yeah.
When I see a dude.
Look at your brown and black shoes.
I'm just going to say this. Especially this time of year, there's a lot of cowboys in town. Mm-hmm. And look, I say this. I love women. But when I see a guy.
Oh, boy. I love women, but.
When I see a cowboy with black jeans and then they rock that like camel colored boot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To have that courage, sir, you look hot. It looks so good.
It does.
I don't have the gear. Like, I would pull them on and I'd be like, I can't.
Maybe it's time to experiment. No.
This is one I'll never do.
With the boots.
I'll tell you this right now. New York dudes with those, what are those shoes that New York dudes
Chelsea
wear?
Chelsea boots?
They're kind of a Chelsea boot. No, it's like a wing, real flat. Yes, a kind wing, of a wingy, very brown, very polished.
Wing?
Like a wingtip, sort
wing
of.
Wingtip, that's the word, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
When you look up wingtip, you're going to every dude in, it's just a nice
look. It's real hipster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay? And they wear that brown shoe with gray.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. That only goes with navy, dude. That is a navy
He's
shoe.
He's wearing gray right now. That's psycho, dude.
We can't be friends.
Why?
We can't be friends.
I did not mean to do this to you.
That is... No, I'm telling you why I'm still denying your request.
Okay.
It's too much.
Oh, come on.
I think it looks great.
Thanks.
I do too.
No, it looks like you dressed in the dark.
You look...
It does. It looks like the light's like a little dim.
No, my wife.
Are you trying to not wake your wife?
And Slacker retracts everything.
I'm not going to retract it. Here's the real
reason.
That's
why Erica and Aaron like it, because a woman picked it out. So.
Yeah, but a woman.
I wouldn't have picked it out.
I will say this.
Would have matched better.
I have a theory on that, too. I think your wife picked that out to throw off the scent.
No.
She 100%'s like,
he looks
if
great.
I dress him like a fool, no women will hit on him. You look like you're colorblind, bro.
I would rather hit on T-Hack with what he's wearing now than someone wearing all black.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't ever wear all black.
We weren't referring to you.
I'd rather just hit on T-Hack.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So for some reason, Erica's been talking about my oatmeal shirt.
Yeah, your wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
It does.
Thank you. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me out of the black zone, but that's fine. These jeans are little bit on the mom white, though. They're a little bit too blue, I think. Don't you think they're
mom white? Like no.
They're that mom color.
If you fall right now, he was up with one foot on the table.
One foot on a rolling chair.
I do not think they are too blue.
No.
I have one that's even a one shade lighter than this. I put them on first, a little bit brighter or a little bit lighter? More like lighter.
Great. Men can wear light jeans too. Yeah. T-Hack does all the time.
I don't feel like you can. No, he doesn't. Not like a light jean.
I am not a man.
I have a pair of gray jeans that are borderline white.
White is different than light.
Yeah, I've had a white pair of jeans before. I've had to get rid of them.
I think you have a picture of them.
Yeah, because there were not the Diddy white parties, but there used to be white parties that you...
The Justin Bieber.
Yeah, when
and
I
white.
Would DJ and stuff, and now it just...
You do the white party right after Memorial Day or whatever when you can wear white, right? We did one as a station, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, because there's white with... You can't wear it after Labor
You're
Day.
You're not supposed to wear it after Labor Day. I think that rules
over. So
then
you do it Memorial?
Yeah.
Just not the wedding.
Which, it's a lot like the... What's the movie where you don't feed the guys after midnight?
Gremlins?
Yeah, because they never say when you... It's always after midnight. When is it reset? When is it not after Labor Day?
I think
when
Memorial
is it now
Day.
Before Labor Day?
It's you can only wear white during the summer, is what they're saying between
That's
Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yeah.
So if you come, then you're done. Like you can wear a little white, like you wear a white shirt under a suit or whatever, but you can't just go rocking a white shirt.
Who created this?
Crazy.
In November.
Because of course you can.
That's like Americana, the white tee, the blue jeans.
Not in November, it's not. You just don't do that in November.
You don't need a...
This is also not what we were talking about.
I know, but we are kind of talking about it. So then Erica suggested something, and I please. What are we looking for?
A color theorist. We want to do color? Our colors. So, like,
do you think anybody will text us right now and do it for free? Like, we're not going to. Does this happen? Because I've seen, like, people go to Nordstrom.
I don't.
And you
think
have a shopper.
It's not no. that. It's like someone has a little shop. This was really big like a year ago, so yeah. Still kind of big. And they lay these like sheets of colors on you and then flip. So say they're trying to figure out what shade of blue looks best on me. They're going to put like
a royal blue, a baby blue,
yes.
A cerulean blue.
And flip through them and go like, see how that one brings out your eyes. See how this one makes your face look more red or something. And then they'll figure out which one brings out my features.
Do I get a say?
No.
What do you mean no? Like, I mean, isn't it about me being comfortable you know, in my clothes?
Yes, you do. But they're going to say,
this is your color.
You might be wrong. You might be wrong. Or right. You're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
You might be wrong. You might be wrong.
Because they might come to me and go, you're a red. And I'd be like,
you're not a red though. I know.
How do you know I'm not a red?
Here's the thing. Yes, you are. You are a red. I am a red. As a redhead who has avoided.
You can't be a red.
Hold on. Who has avoided the color red and orange my entire life. I have learned that I am picking out the bad undertones. You can wear red. You
it's
can
just
wear
the
orange.
Correct red.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I need help figuring out.
I've avoided yellow my whole life because I didn't want my hair to look yellow.
That's really a thing.
It's just figuring out, is it which neon shade? Yellow? Is it pastel yellow? Is it daisy yellow?
Right.
Because I love women. And no, there's a thing. There's a day, Go Red for Women Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And you have, like, and that's the one day I have one Express MX shirt in red. And I strap that bad boy on once a year, and I want to vomit all day. I was like, ugh,
if
ugh.
I would be guess, too bright, it, maybe
you're
you
more
need
of
a maroon.
Blue red.
Yeah,
what's a blue red?
There's
that's
a blue
purple.
Red. There's a no.
No
blue
no.
undertones, orange undertones. See, this is the stuff we need. Someone who can do this because I also have a fear. Someone once told me that they think I am a silver jewelry person, and no.
Why would you be a gold person? Gold is so. Ugh.
I am a gold person. Not my wedding ring.
I think you'd look better in silver. You still got time? Take that thing back.
No! No!
Take it back. Like,
I
for real.
I think all gold. What, yeah. You're
I'm not
silver?
Gold. I'm silver.
I only wear gold.
Right now, it's all black. But, like,
yeah.
I'm definitely silver.
I actually don't know if that's true.
I literally hate silver jewelry so much. When I got my industrial, which takes, like, 6 to 8 months, within month one, I was like, swap. Because I wanted gold because I don't wear silver. Like,
okay,
setting
that's
up
just,
for infection.
Yeah, that's you are an infection right now.
Thank
you're
you.
Gold too. Huh?
I am gold. Yeah, my wedding ring is gold.
Do you have a chain?
I do. I'm not wearing it, but it's gold. Yeah, I'm all gold because well, for
one
me,
of us has to be wrong. We are all right. Very different.
There's no way all of you are gold. I think it's Erica who's wrong. I'm dead serious.
But I am just a gold.
You're wearing like a
girl.
Bluish silver shirt right now.
I'm wearing a blue shirt with silver.
But it's silvery.
You
it's
might be silver.
You're silver.
I'm not silver.
You're 100% silver.
The only thing silver on my body, oh God, other than this shirt, is my nose ring. Is my nose ring. And I'm.
It's so weird that I never noticed you have a nose ring.
But you notice
Aaron. You have
Aaron,
a nose ring.
I have a nose ring.
Do you wear that every day?
I have not taken it out since I got it pierced.
Did you
on
know
my
she had a nose ring?
Birthday.
I do. It is because you're on the other side, yes. So we don't see it as much. But
I have never noticed your nose ring before this moment.
I had a best friend for like 8 years, and one day she looked at me and said, "You got your nose pierced?" And I was like, "Nope." Well, yes, on my 18th birthday.
That is insane. Hey, and Aaron has a nose ring.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Not really.
Yes, you did. We did a break about it because one day I went and then I came back in and Hack noticed it like immediately.
You got it as an adult?
Yeah, I got it like 2 years ago.
Huh.
I look, if you have a septum ring, God love you. I hate that one. Don't do that. You guys both have the side one.
We have the side hoop.
The nostril.
Yeah.
Yo, what's
the
that
septum
nostril,
one is the like.
Yeah.
The in between.
We have the same nostril too, our right nostril.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've thought about getting my nose pierced, but I don't know what side to get because I got it. Do I match them or
wait,
do I go on
the left? Actually thought about it?
Yeah,
you should get your left.
What?
Yeah, you would get.
What do you
your
mean?
Left.
Why not?
Why not?
You have children, though.
So
he would get his left, though.
Yeah,
you would to match.
No, that wouldn't
opposite.
Match.
Not to be opposite. It just would be opposite.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
None for you.
Okay. So what are we looking for right now?
Someone who does color theory.
But they have to have all the swatches and stuff because we're not going to do it with construction paper, right?
No, we're not. But like, if you got it, like, wants to come in and do it on the air,
we would love that.
But I will
film all of it.
Like, you don't get to tell me what to do.
You can.
If they don't say I'm black, what if they said I was like purple?
No, you're not one color. You can be a light spring. You can be a soft autumn. You can be all these things. Some of the like palettes though, don't have black.
Yeah.
Shut up. You don't know. What was that company that you just tell them, you like tell them a little bit about you and then they mail you clothes?
Like Stitch Fix.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few of them. Yeah, but that's one of them.
I like signed up and literally nowhere. You couldn't get black.
So you just.
No, I canceled it immediately. Like they sent me the first box. I'm like, swing and a miss. And like, what are you looking for? I'm like, black. And they're like, we don't have that.
Okay, well.
And I was like, well,
I don't
then.
Know if that's true because I used to do Stitch Fix. And-
really? They didn't for boys at the time. Maybe it was because it was summer. It was just all like, it was all like olive and like.
You would look so good at an olive.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm.
You might be an autumn.
No, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm like, what do you call it? Stolen Valor. I feel like I'm wearing army colors and I was not in the army. I can't. I have a green jean jacket, an army green jean jacket. Have you ever seen me wear it?
No.
No, you have not. Because I feel weird in it. I feel like I'm.
If someone told you it looked really nice on you, would it change?
They'd have to be sleeping with me, but yes.
Okay, if you are a single color theorist.
It's going to be a fun day in the studio.
Okay, text right now. You don't have to sleep with me. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Slacker.
Okay.
I think the girls and I are going to bond pretty hard here. And I want,
what are you doing?
I want you to be a part of it.
Oh, I'm ready to hold hands and jump in circles.
Be a part of this with us, will ya?
It depends on what it is. If you're going to do some high school musical crap.
No.
Then what?
We're going to talk about our emotions.
Oh.
Our feelings.
Wow.
Okay? Something happened to me. And I'm willing to admit this. It's kind of hard, but I will admit it.
Do you think I'm the least in touch with my feelings person in this room? Because Aaron's got the demonic
really
market cornered.
Else. Yeah.
Aaron is, you just started therapy, so don't give me the face.
No, what do you mean?
Like, I think you're least in touch with your feelings.
No.
In this room.
I think she's very in touch with them, but she doesn't know what to do with them.
She just denies them.
I'm too in touch with them, truly.
You haven't spent too much time with me.
That's true.
No, I think Erica is for sure you overthink every single possible scenario, always to the negative side. You do. You're worst case scenario girl.
I am a worst case scenario girl, but I'm also like extremely self-aware. I basically have therapy every week now, so.
Me too.
Yeah.
But so I didn't mean to turn this into a competition,
no,
but
okay.
Like you said, join us. We're going to talk about our feelings. And I was like, I am the feelings guy.
You can join us. Yeah, I agree.
But if it's some stupid hack.
Okay, here's where, and I'll end it, my part here. I think the three of us over here share it more than you, Slacker. I think you do feel a lot, but you have a guard up and you don't share it.
That's probably true.
Here.
Did you just snap?
I snapped.
Okay.
She's mad you called her worst case scenario.
Yeah, no,
girl.
I'm just, but Aaron is
what a bad
kind of
superhero name.
At any given point, who's going to jump off the building first?
Aaron.
Oh, I have threatened that today. Yes.
Already today you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I got in my car and I was driving by myself completely alone and I had on Front Range Country, which is our sister station. If you haven't checked them out, not during the hours of 3 to 7, but I highly recommend it. 103.1.
Maybe around 8 a.m.
Sure. Yeah. They're great.
Well, I mean, no, it's like the songs. It's like those country songs you grew up on.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I mean, it's hard to not just start, like you remember a kiss to this song or a dance to this song.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Am I crazy?
Is there like some Faith Hill on there?
So, well, I'm not a country guy, but I grew up in the Midwest. I've went to country shows. I mean, I've got enough in me that it hits
like, I
a
keep
certain...
hearing that song. I don't even know who it is. It was like a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
McGraw.
It's like, when I hear that song, You're transported to a thing.
Exactly, yeah. Which is great. We're going to talk about Tim McGraw.
Oh.
Tim McGraw, I get in. I'm listening to Front Range Country. Tim McGraw.
Are you getting paid to like plug these guys? What are you doing?
They're our company.
I know this is crazy that you're talking about.
Kind of.
Okay.
Don't take the girl.
Tim
McGraw.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
It's just starting. Johnny's
Why
dad's
are you
taking
guys
him
having
fishing.
A reaction?
Do you not know that song?
I don't. I know nothing about country.
Oh, man.
This isn't even country. I'm sorry, Tiak. I've interrupted you 40 times.
Yes.
There are songs that are written so panderingly, mm-hmm. like House on Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins. Poor Pooh.
Oh.
Like Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Butterfly Kisses. And it's like, it's about daddy and his little daughter. And that Tim McGraw song is the most pandering. It's like, please don't take the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's three verses. It's a great song. It starts off 8-year-old boys going fishing with his dad. He says, you can bring the girl. And the boy says, don't take the girl. Second verse, same sweet boy, same sweet girl. They're walking. They get mugged. Now, the guy, he tells the mugger, whatever you do, don't take the girl. Then the third verse.
You're going to cry.
This is quite the story. Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. Because it's yes. good. It's they do different versions country. Of
classic. Okay. So here's the thing. It's just starting. Johnny's just going fishing. I know what's to come. And I said, here we go.
You buckled up. You're like, in.
Turn it up. I got the heat going right. I'm setting the mood. And I'm thinking to myself.
You just cry environment it
I'm
up.
I'm going to cry. I'm preparing. I'm just
what's
like,
that final verse?
The final verse is they're in the delivery room. The baby's doing fine, but mama's fading fast. And then Johnny hit his knees and says, there he prayed, don't take the girl.
Wow.
I might cry. Oh. But I prepared myself for, so I don't know if this is healthy or not, because it wasn't like a genuine emotion. It was more like, I need to cry. I haven't like had one in a while. This
just
is
need
perfect.
A little release.
Yeah. And I'll just let it out. And I just wept. And then the song was over and I just changed it. And then we moved on.
That is borderline psychotic.
No, it's not.
Good. I think it's good.
Okay, thank you.
That cathartic cry.
Yes.
I love a good car cry. I love a good shower cry. And there's a Jonas Brothers song that is similar.
Little Bird.
Yeah.
Little Bird. Yeah. Yeah. Little
Where
Bird.
Every time I hear
That's
it, I'm like.
That's another one that makes him cry.
I have to change it because I know I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Why would you change it?
Yeah. You don't just accept it.
Lean in.
It depends. I prefer a shower cry over a car cry.
Shower's great.
Yeah.
Tears, water. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much I'm crying.
I will say this. I did this just last night.
A planned cry?
It wasn't planned, but when I saw it coming, I knew it was going to do it.
An accepted cry.
Okay.
I know other people in the room do this. Golden buzzer moments.
Oh, yeah.
On AGT or BGT.
Or just watching Dancing with the Stars.
No, Dancing with Stars never does it.
Always does it for me.
It's this funny woman. She comes out. She's just so cute and so snarky and funny. I think it's Britain's Got Talent or whatever.
Okay.
And then she's like, I'm going to sing Tomorrow.
By Annie?
Yeah.
Or from Annie?
Yes. And Simon's like, I hate this song.
Yeah.
But she's so cute and so funny. She's not gorgeous, but I've already seen this once. And she does a rendition of Tomorrow. Mm. And I'm like.
Sydney Christmas.
Oh. That's exactly who she is. And in the middle, she's like, oh, yeah. Wait, you hear my middle name. It's Mary. And they're all like, oh, and it's like, it's not really. She's just so cute and funny. Yeah. And then the song doesn't start right away. And she's like, let's have it.
Let's have it.
And then they just finally start it. And then she crushes. And you're just like, I am on the verge. Like I knew I was going to go through all these. It was like, I know she's going to be funny. And it's going to make me just like first verse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to sing great. And I'm like,
lump in the throat.
Oh my God, she's crushing it. She's crushing it. In her mom jeans, she's got like real high-waisted jeans. She's like, ugh. And then...
Tim McGraw did too.
Yeah. And then it's like one of the early auditions, so no one wants to use their golden button. They're like, it's too soon, it's too soon. And then the blonde chick stands up and goes...
Oh, Britain's not American.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Hits it.
And it's like, please, don't take
Amanda Holden?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Don't take the girl.
I think it's the most healthy thing in the world.
Okay, so, good.
But are you crying about anything?
Well,
are you in turn crying about nothing?
No, it's not. It's like
I think that cry, especially because it's like I've been through this now. Yeah. I have a daughter. I've been through child. Okay, my wife has been through childbirth. I've been in the room with her. Like I can relate to the song even more. And I knew it was coming. I just I do this with Up. I'll watch just the beginning of Up.
I skip it.
The montage where I'll do that every once in a while. Dude. I got a scheduled cry coming up in a few minutes. So.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I know that GLP-1s, Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever, are kind of a hot button in this room. Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me like that.
Because you're like so opposed to it.
I just think that I work really, really, really hard most days. And then I'm like,
you but you just, you can't peer down at your Grubhub food.
Right.
And like,
I did just order lunch in a pinch. But it's like, I work my butt off. I go to the gym every day. I like always bring in like home cooked lunches, right? And then what? I could just shoot myself up and.
But
can I ask you, and I don't mean this in a rude way at all.
Yeah.
Are you where you want to be?
No.
So you're working really hard and you're not seeing results? Don't you want help?
Right.
And we're way off what I was going to talk about. But
sorry.
It's good.
I don't know.
I understand though. Because it's like that's the last, the final straw. Right. Like,
not, and also, what if it kills me?
It's not going to kill you.
I know, probably not. Long, lasting effects.
I know, but I think
results,
it's
whatever.
Been on the market and it hasn't killed a lot of diabetics.
But that's also for
it
a
hasn't
different
killed
reason.
Enough of
no,
them.
But I'm just saying the diabetics
are still here.
Damn it.
Yes. So anyway, yes, I am spicy about it.
I don't think you should be opposed to it.
Are you telling me that I need it?
No. See, this is exactly why you can't have these kind of conversations.
Do you
imagine, like, if AHAC sat down one day and she's like, damn it, I just really want to lose 15 pounds. And you'd be like, soccer knows all about the GLP-1s. And it's like, she'd be like, what did you just say?
Mm.
Like, you cannot help.
It's unwinnable.
It's unwinnable.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you should do it. You'd go, no, I want you to tell me I don't need to lose weight. Yeah. Or if you go, honey, you're fine. I love you just the way you are.
Then
you're
not even looking.
I want you to support me.
That's right. Why you do what I did and ask, are you where you want to be?
Yeah, that was a real good question.
Because that's what it is. I don't care about being skinny, but I want to be strong. Ozempic's not going to make me strong. I have to go lift weights to do that.
Opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I ask my wife, are you where you want to be? She'll go, no, I want a different husband, a different life.
Yeah, we got to come up with a different question for her. But what about your dog? Picture
Swanson.
Oh, my
dog's perfect, so I don't know what you're talking
about.
Your
dog is perfect right now, but the other day, I almost sent you this picture, but then I would have been a real creep. So here.
What?
Just end it. Don't explain it. Don't explain it. I need that audio.
I was like, does this look big to you? Does this look swollen? Yeah, I was out on one of my rucks.
Yeah.
And there was a woman. If it had been a man, I would have done it. There was a woman walking her little sausage dog.
Yeah.
And this sausage dog could not possibly have hair on its belly because it was just dragging.
Oh, buddy.
Just a fat sausage. I was going to send you a picture of a fat sausage.
Isolate that.
And then he saw the dog. Good morning, everybody.
So, but like,
they do have a tendency, they can get round in their later years.
Wouldn't you want?
I would do anything for this dog.
Would you shoot him with the thing that you're not willing to do?
Well, the problem is I'm not sure I would shoot him with anything because he doesn't like it when we force anything upon
this
him.
Is a shot.
Oh, no. He would freaking lose
You know
it.
How easy it is to shoot a dog?
I just almost swore because you don't understand.
It is. Shooting a dog is probably one of the easiest things.
Can you
things.
Stop it?
No. You just grab that. You grab him by the weird little thing in the neck. I've had to shoot.
And the minute you grab him, he goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he knows.
Okay, not anyway. if you're the alpha in the house, you can do it. So your fiance will have to do it. Hasn't your wife shot your dog, Stiak?
With meds.
I don't know. Meds. I don't think we've had to shoot him, but I would put my dog on Ozempic.
For sure. Because you do have, with all due respect. Wait, let's ask Beamer. Are you where you want to be?
That's different. It's a dog.
He's a fat dog.
Very.
And you guys have tried everything. We have watched you try for years.
Yeah, our two dogs, they're brothers from the same litter. We've had them 14 or 13, whatever, how many, a while.
Okay. And
they do everything together. They eat the same amount every day.
You're sure one's not sneaking?
There was a period, I mean, I'm talking less than 20 times. Like, that's not enough to add. He's like double the size. Wow. Now we're like very strict about it and keep an eye on it. And he still hasn't lost weight. We've tried a bunch of different stuff. We've tried other like doggy medication kind of things. In fact, one time we took Beamer to get his blood drawn to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And the vet called my wife and she had to bring him back because there was too much fat in his blood.
Oh, my gosh. We can't get
an accurate reading.
What are you saying? Like legitimate?
Yeah.
And they've gone.
And
he's
the vet
fine?
Was on speakerphone and Beamer heard it and he's all embarrassed.
No. Oh my God. That is disgusting.
And it's true. And it's like, I don't know. Something is, he has an issue, is my theory. It's like something is wrong
so
with this.
Because they're coming out with Ozempic for dogs. It's probably 3 years away and I'm guessing your pups are
going
to be on the rainbow bridge by then.
Yeah. I don't like when anyone talks about any dog passing on. You take it back.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I've got a story. Basically, you need to choose your decorations, candles, schemes carefully when planning a birthday party.
Thought you were going to say die. A seance.
Oh.
I thought he was going to say wedding.
I was just going to listen to what he said.
Oh, buddy.
I have a story about an impressive feat of the human body.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Oh, we're going to get some cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fish fry there, eh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the embers.
Well,
some cheese whiz. It's not working.
What? No, yeah, the rest of us have it. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Somebody put a wallet in her mouth. Okay.
A man in Wisconsin, he was doing a little bit of swerving while driving, obviously.
Oh, never a good plan.
Never a good plan. He was pulled over. They gave him the breath test, and that's when the record breaking began because he blew that breathalyzer test out of the water.
Hey. In Wisconsin, I don't want to know.
I thought he was going to say
yeah. I was just listening to his story.
The test came back that he was, in fact, drunk 21 times over the legal limit that he's allowed.
Would
that
you be dead?
Yeah, he already had a prior drunk driving incident. So he wasn't allowed the normal.
Yeah, so yeah. His limit is lower, but it's still, he's 20 times, I think if it's 0.08 for most people, yeah. If you've had a couple DUIs, then it's 0.02, but then that would still put him 0.02 times 20. It would still put him at 0.4, which is, his blood is almost half booze.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's now no longer an alcohol content. It's like, my alcohol has such a percent of blood.
My Yeah. You just really explained math for me. Just took a little bit of booze. Wow.
Yeah, I can make almost everything relatable to booze.
Okay.
He was alive?
He was so intoxicated, they took him to the hospital before they took him to jail.
Oh, my God. They saved his life, yeah.
If he's in the point force,
that's
you
really
guys,
bad, yeah.
That's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He said for an average human.
Yeah, something about he was confused. You must be 21 to drink. And like, that's the age, not the limit. And
Okay.
My story.
Don't do it, kids.
Can I just move on?
Yes. Yeah.
My story is out of Uzbekistan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get to the chopper.
Uzbekistan.
If we don't know what it is, we do Arnold.
Okay.
A celebration in Uzbekistan. It was children at a birthday party, and then they had the balloons that were full of hydrogen. I don't know why, the Mylar balloons, they just do the hydrogen or something in Uzbekistan.
Not the helium?
Then they brought out the sparklers.
Oh, no. Oh,
I don't know if you know what a nuclear bomb is, but...
Very similar.
The sparklers on the cake ignited the hydrogen-filled balloons, resulting in a fireball near the birthday girl. It did ignite, and there was a sudden explosion.
Did she live?
No, but she got really, really drunk. She's trying to beat the Wisconsin boys' record.
Okay.
She's pounding it. She was not hurt.
Wow.
What? Wow.
No one was injured.
Sparty's lit.
Yeah.
That was good.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
The roof is on fire?
Feels insensitive. Well, both of them. I don't. I'm regretting it.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.